Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Okay, I got a question for Jonathan E. Moore before we bring Norm Singleton up from Campaign for Liberty. We got some Sacred Fire of Liberty to do. Jonathan, you're out there in the wilds of Montana. You're rafting, you're horseback riding, you got the wife and kids with you. You shouldn't give a flip about anything that's going on in Washington, D.C. Is it possible that it could... Jonathan, what do you think? Are we already losing Jonathan? He told me that he might be losing the signal. I didn't expect it to be this quick, Norm.
Hey there.
Well, oh.
There he is. Did I hear Jonathan?
You do. You hear me.
Okay, I was just asking because you are out in the wilds of Montana rafting and horseback riding with the family. Is there a moment that you can unplug from the disaster that is Washington, D.C.?
I'm afraid not. I'm afraid it goes everywhere with us, and particularly with the situation with ISIS, the failure of Obama to confront a mortal enemy has enabled ISIS to proliferate around the globe, and as the government has just admitted, it's not a question of whether there will be a terrorist attack by ISIS in this country, it's a question of when. And that's all because of Obama's failure to do what is necessary to eliminate that menace.
Well, I was thinking, too, outside the ISIS thing, and we'll talk more about that, that you might kind of drag along some FDA bureaucrats, some EPA bureaucrats on this raft and put them on their own raft without a paddle and let them go see how they do.
Well, that would be a wonderful thing to do. Anything like that could only help the country. Unfortunately, they're risk-averse, so they wouldn't get in the boat.
Yeah, we've said that about these bureaucrats. They wouldn't survive very long in the wild, in the real country, out there in the wilds of Montana, Jonathan. We've got a lot to talk about.
They wouldn't survive in the free market, and that's why they're working for the government.
Oh, that's true, too. That's very true. Now, there's a lot of great stuff on Campaign for Liberty's website we're going to get to with Norm Singleton as well. You brought up ISIS, so I guess we could start there. Again, we've talked about this and acknowledged, of course, the role of bad government getting into places and doing the wrong thing around the world that facilitates some of the rise of ISIS. But now that they're here or wherever they are, the reality is you've got to put them back in their place so they don't bring their brand of terror onto our shores.
Well, you know, the one area where the President, Obama, has the authority to use his pen and his phone without going to Congress, except in a case of war, is in a matter of self-defense, allowing the military to defend the people of the United States against a foreign foe that strikes. And in this case, you know, we should have declared war against ISIS. We should have an affirmative war against them. And this President is not willing to do that. He's not even willing to afford our Air Force sufficient eyes on the ground to enable us to target properly. We are in a situation where we have the President to blame for the failure to take the steps necessary to nip this in the bud. It's now proliferated, and around the world there are over 40 million people affiliated with ISIS or are members of ISIS, and they're dedicated to the destruction of Western civilization and to the destruction of the United States. And this president acts as if they're a Boy Scout group that went astray in the wilderness instead of an ardent foe that is deserving of obliteration. And they are deserving of obliteration, and this president is too weak to do anything about it.
Jonathan, what does the Constitution provide for when you have to declare war against something that's not a nation, you know, a terrorist group or something? Is this the mark and reprisal scenario, or how do you play this out as a commander-in-chief in an official war capacity like this?
Well, the declaration of war under the Constitution does not have to be against a nation. It can be against a group, for example, the Barbary Pirates. With Thomas Jefferson authorizing the use of force against the Barbary Pirates when they were engaged in terrorism early in our history in Tripoli against American merchants, and were taking people hostage and were holding them for ransom. In fact, in the early days of the Republic, believe it or not, the vast majority of the budget of the federal government was paid in ransom to the Barbary Pirates. That was put to an end by Thomas Jefferson, who refused to pay the ransom and instead dedicated the country to the position of having a navy. He created the Marines for the very purpose of going after the Barbary Pirates and eliminating them. And he so gave them a drubbing that they ended their campaign of taking Americans hostage and raiding American vessels. But it's that example of swift, powerful, and decisive action against those who would destroy us that we ought to follow. But, of course, Obama appears to have sympathy for our enemy and appears unwilling entirely to do what is necessary to defend Americans' property and lives and liberty against this threat.
What about the economics of perpetual warfare? We've talked about this over the years. Ron Paul has warned us against this. A nation that is always at war cannot sustain its economy domestically. We're seeing the disaster that is Greece. Of course, Norm, keenly aware of this and watching it, being a really consistent supporter of Ron Paul and his economic views of the world and how we go about this, let's say, sustainable economy or an economy that can grow again here at home.
Was that for me?
Well, yeah.
Or Jonathan?
Yes, go ahead, Norm.
Oh, well, no, I think that, first, I think that on the ISIS threat, it seems to be real, although I'm always skeptical that because we're always being told that a terrorist attack is coming, and on the one hand there is a concern, I think, that our government benefits from keeping us in a state of fear, and there's also the general bureaucratic mindset that it's better to predict gloom and doom, because nobody ever lost a government job for saying that there's no problem, and then the next day there is a problem, and then the next day the problem does arise. No, I'm sorry, reverse that. Nobody ever got fired from a government job for predicting doom, and then the next day everything was fine. But actually, if you look at the colossal failures leading up to the September 11th attack, nobody ever got fired or very few people ever got fired for allowing a disaster to happen on their watch that they should have stopped, but that's probably another show. I do think that some of the things that we've seen, though, with the amount of people who seem to be, for some reason, expressing sympathy and wanting to join this organization, which I think I've read this week that even members of Al-Qaeda have denounced ISIS as an extremist, does raise concern. And there are ways to deal with this threat without just throwing money at the military-industrial complex. One of them, Robert, you mentioned, which is mark and reprisal. Mm-hmm. Good old-fashioned police and intelligence work over here. And, of course, in terms of these guys coming here, Pamela Geller Mohammed contest that led to the tragic shooting was one thing that she did, which was very smart, was she held it in Texas and not say, New York or D.C., because in Texas, they still respect the original Department of Homeland Security, which and still the best, which is the Second Amendment.
Yes.
You know, people can, you know, people can and should be prepared to exercise their Second Amendment rights. And I don't want to be flippant about it, but I think that the red states, and actually even not even the red states, because Maine passed constitutional carry this week, and you know, a few good armed citizens, that is actually the most effective way against all crime, including your ISIS and your other
I think
roofs of the world too.
Your point is rather interesting, that the real eyes and ears of the defense of the country has always been the patriot, if you will, the individual.
Well,
right,
look at how many cases on airlines, or the TSA miss, you know, the shoe bomber, for the I think the most well known example. This guy got through TSA. He got through all the background checks. We have all this loss of liberty now, and we have all this harassment at the airport. I have a friend who has a month-old infant, and she almost missed a flight to the first time she's been able to take her baby to see her parents, and she almost missed the flight because she didn't realize she needed a birth certificate for her infant to get to legally take her newborn son on a plane. Yet they miss the shoe bomber, those studies about they miss all these weapons, and in these cases, who is it who stops them then? It's the people. It's citizens. I mean, I think that you know, in wanting to protect safety, we need to put we should put faith in each other and not in the government. And I do think, though, that Jonathan is right, and it's interesting. I was thinking when he was talking that, what do Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Bill Kristol, and Jennifer Rubin all agree on? They all agree that Obama's foreign policy has been a disaster. So he's managed to unite libertarians and neoconservatives.
no small feat there. Yeah.
And he one thing that we need to, I think, examine, Judge Napolitano had a very good commentary on this a few weeks ago, or actually maybe it was last week, that did Hillary inadvertently, or maybe inadvertently, end up helping ISIS in her insane Libya policy? And is that somehow connected to the Benghazi attack?
Good question. Well, when we come back, we'll tackle that. We've got more discussion of Greece. As long as Jonathan can hang out with us, we've got him, as well as Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty. Check out Jonathan at emore.com. We've got links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
How much does Jonathan Emord care about liberty? He gets out of the raft in Montana, dries off, and rushes to be on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. We've got Norm Singleton as well. And Jonathan, it's great to have you here, but I wouldn't have been at all upset if you said, well, I just want to go down the river one more time.
Well, I'm getting a little water out of my right ear as we speak. No, this is a great, great country, and this is an example of just how fantastic and rugged our wilderness is here. And people used to be that way, too, in America. We used to be ruggedly individualistic, and we used to not look to the government for help. In fact, if the revenuers showed up at your door, you would show them the Second Amendment, and they would go away. That's not the way it is. That's not the way it is anymore, Robert. And we can thank Barack Obama for advancing the cause of expansionist government more than any other president in our history.
Yeah, I think he's learned a lot from Julie Gerberding at CDC. It says, be nice to big corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, and they might give you money when you leave office.
Well, that's right. And he is definitely has a preference for picking winners and losers in the market, punishing free enterprise when it's not a one he's pre-selected as a winner, like the green companies, and favoring those who are politically associated with him with enormous benefits from government and anti-competitive regulation. So the politics of Obama is the politics of cronyism and of corporatism, where he really functions much like Benito Mussolini in that, it's more like fascism than it is like communism or socialism. But he is in favor of using the power of government to pick winners and losers. And it's really hurt our country, and it's kept us in this stagnant position where, you know, if you pull back all the regulation and you allowed free enterprise to flourish and you used the power of government to go after bad parties who are really hurting people but not otherwise leave people free to pursue industry and improvement, we would have an economic boom in this country. But instead, we have stagnation, even mm-hmm. with a market that is so strong, so resilient, it still is bearing the brunt of enormous government. And it's impossible for the market to sustain over time, as Norm said.
Right. Yeah, Norm, I mean, where is the small government that defends individual liberty and enforces contracts? Simple as that.
Maybe Hong Kong. Although I guess that's always a or at least since the transfer, that's always in jeopardy too. I don't know. Obama, like Jonathan said, you know, he says he believes in the free market, but if you look at his policies, and you know, one thing about Obamacare is, for example, the signature policy is, no, it's not socialism. It is a corporatist system. But remember, he is on tape from the from I think when he was still a state senator, saying he favored single payer. And his initial plan, he would have had the public option, and I think a few other features that would have really ramped up the government control of it. So he's willing to accept corporatism in order to advance his political agenda and move and advance himself personally, because I'm sure, like a lot of so-called liberal populists, he enjoys the donations from the business PACs, who are always seeking special interest favors from the government. But at heart, you know, he wants a much bigger government than he. Than he proposes, and it's interesting to see. You know, I think the great difference between him and Bill Clinton is that Bill Clinton was much more practical, much more willing to compromise and change.
Mm-hmm.
If you look, he kind of tacked left in his early days of his administration. He put out Hillary Care. But then he moved to the center, and before he was elected president, he, as governor of Arkansas, you know, he went through the same pattern, and he saw that traditional big government liberalism was a loser, and he joined the Democratic Leadership Conference. There's nothing in Obama's pre-presidential record, except for a few quotes, I think, from some libertarian or conservative Chicago law professors to indicate that Obama ever had any real interest in working with people who didn't share his ideology, unless
right.
he thought that he could use them to advance his goals.
Is there an opposition party in the Republican Party? Question is, are they even going to try to repeal Obamacare now? That's one of the things I want to talk to you about, Norman. If Jonathan can hang out a little longer, that's cool. If not, he's in the wilds of Montana. So we'll see where we go. We've got more Sacred Fire of Liberty after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Jonathan Emore is at the highest point in Yellowstone National Park, passing through, doing some glorious things with the family, and our love and blessings to you as you enjoy the time with them. Wish we could be out there with you, but the best thing we can do is broadcast live, and we are.
Well, I wish you were out here, Robert. We could have the radio truck operating and sending the signal back and letting people know what freedom is, at least for animals.
Yes.
The Obama administration apparently wants animals to be free, but people to be slaves. I guess that's how it works.
Well, and you know, with all the controversy about mandatory vaccinations, they're treating humans like animals, like herd, like that the cattle that you kind of do whatever you want to. I don't take kindly to that. Norm Singleton is here from the Campaign for Liberty. Guys, I got to ask this question because, you know, an opposition party, not in name, but in actuality, would probably stand by its commitment, for instance, to repeal Obamacare. After the Burwell decision, where basically Roberts did his gymnastics in ways no one knows how, finds it constitutional by eliminating the state, as far as exchanges go, seven different times in that ruling, do we have Republicans that are actually going to move forward and say, hey, enough is enough. This is not going to work. It's never going to work.
Well, there was a very disturbing story in Politico yesterday. I think it was Politico, that there might be some Republicans who are moving away from repealing Obamacare. There's an opportunity to get it through the House and Senate and put it on the president's desk through reconciliation. And apparently there's talk of, despite the fact that the Congress repeatedly promised, or congressional leadership repeatedly promised last year that if they got a majority, they would use reconciliation to repeal Obamacare to use it for something else. And what was really amazing was that there's talk about using reconciliation to come to some agreement on spending, which would be an agreement to increase spending. And that's just, to me, that's just incredible that they would even think about that, or even think that would somehow fly. I mean, that's
right.
Just a way of talk about, you know, alienating not just your base, but even a lot of swing voters.
Sure, Jonathan. We talked about this last election. You know, would the Republicans actually be the party of principle on this issue, or would they cave and do what's happened prior? And of course, we're seeing, whether it's by design or not, a complete disenfranchisement, if you will, of the Republican voter who said, no more of this. Did we lose Jonathan? Okay, so he finally went over the hill one too many times, and he's descending down into a beautiful place in Montana. So, Norm, it's you and me the rest of the way. But this was my concern going in. Of course, you keep trying to say, okay, benefit of the doubt this time, but it's like Lucy in the football for Charlie Brown. He'll never get to kick it, and it looks like we're headed back to that same place.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that and I know the argument is that, well, if we don't sign it, or if we vote on it, Obama's just going to veto it. Well, so what? Let him veto it. Let him stand up there and let the Democrats stand up and defend this bill that is incredibly unpopular.
Yeah, and also, destined to fail. But as we've said so many times, that Obamacare was never intended to succeed. It was always a way to usher in a single-payer system that Obama had wanted, because you couldn't do it directly. There were enough people in America that still remember that socialism is not a really great idea. And if you were going to convince them, you're going to have to keep saying the free market didn't work, the free market didn't work, the free market didn't work. And, of course, even Bush, as a Republican, remember when he said, I have to abandon the free market in order to save it, which is kind of silly. And so we've seen both parties run roughshod all over what was a free market, and it hasn't been that way, actually, for many decades.
Right. That's exactly right. It certainly has not, and I think that Republicans, one of the mistakes they made in this issue was when they held control of both houses of Congress and the White House, their only health care initiative was, there was some actually good free market health care policy, but very limited, put in the prescription drug bill. But that was overshadowed by the extension, by that massive expansion of Medicare spending, and that was their signature health care achievement. And the health savings accounts seemed to be put in there basically as a bribe to get some free market conservatives on board for the prescription drug plan. They didn't take it seriously, and now they're. Now they're just stuck here trying to figure out what they believe in when it comes to health care.
Right, and they're, I think they're resigned to do nothing and just because they don't have a principle to stand on.
Right.
So that's the exciting news of the day, if we had to bring that out, but I want people to realize that if we keep looking for government to solve the problems that government creates, it's going to be more and more of a disaster. And, of course, these disasters are designed to usher in more government because the people no longer believe that freedom can work because they've been told that freedom failed when they haven't tried freedom. They haven't had freedom in reality, especially when it comes to health care, in their lifetime.
Yep.
And credit Dr. Ron Paul for, you know, ever since I've interviewed him years ago, before he ran for president, I think, you know, in 08, talking to him about these issues. And he was always, as a physician, speaking the same principle language that he does today about the fact that without a free market, that the healthcare costs will rise, innovation will decline or disappear, and you have an absolute disaster, not only for the people who seek the healthcare, but for those who are trying to deliver it, the doctors.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And that is exactly what is happening today. You see a lot of doctors are driven out of practice. One of the things that Obamacare is actually encourages is consolidation of insurance companies and hospitals. Private practice is rapidly becoming a thing of the past. Doctors are becoming more and more hospital employees. As that happens, you know, more and more of them are going to, physicians are going to walk out of private practice. It's going to be increasingly tough to find a good doctor. It's going to be increasingly tough for a doctor who actually takes the time with you to try and give you the type of care, individual care that you deserve. Cookie cutter medicine is going to be more common. We're going to get just a whole bunch of these problems. If you want to know some of the problems with government medicine, a gentleman named David Holberg, who's with, I think, the National Center for Policy Analysis, has just come out with a book on Medicare that I think, and I'm trying to find the title of the book, but it's very good. It's about how Medicare, you know, there's a lot of talk about how Medicare victimizes, or not victimizes is the wrong word, but it harms mm-hmm. the interest of younger people because they have to pay all the tremendous tax burden. It is a leading driver of our government debt. But what is not talked about enough, nearly enough, is the fact that Medicare victimizes a lot of senior citizens. And a lot of senior citizens who are victimized are the ones who are need help, the sick ones.
Right, right.
Dave, in his book called Medicare's Victims, How the U.S. Government's Largest Healthcare Programs Harm Patients and Impairs Physicians, goes into this in detail. And Dave is someone, a friend of many years, and I think he knows his stuff. I recommend people look at this book. It's a type of book similar to Congressman Paul's forthcoming book.
Swords into Plowshares.
Plowshares.
I'm looking forward to getting a hold of that book. I'm hoping we can get Ron on to get a little insight into this new book.
We'll see if we can make that happen, but. You know, these types of books can really make a real difference, impact, if enough people read them, and then get involved with a group like Campaign for Liberty to take that knowledge that they've gained and that sort of awakening that they get from understanding that our entitlement system, our foreign policy, our monetary policy, our the FDA, the IRS. They're not the malevolent agencies of doing good deeds for the American people that the propaganda would lead you to.
No, not at all.
So I would hope that there's two books for your readers, or listeners rather, to read while they are if they're not while they're not listening when they're, if they're when they're not listening to your show, they're not joining Jonathan watching elk and whitewater rapids.
Right, in Montana, Yellowstone.
Montana.
Exactly.
The government-owned in the government-owned parks of Montana.
Yeah. Hey, we got a minute before our next break, but I do want to broach the subject of Greece with you and the warnings that Ron Paul has made for years that said we're on the same course as Greece here in the United States. Maybe not as quickly, but inevitably, if we do not learn from that or previous instances where governments have gone belly up, when the IMF, the World Bank, and the Federal Reserve has basically printed us into not prosperity, but into poverty, we have got to pay attention to what's going on around the world.
Well, yeah. You look at the situation in Greece, and then look at I've seen some figures indicating that there's no reason why the American cannot have a similar problem. Our debt is we're not that far away from being at Greece levels, the Greek levels of debt.
Yeah, follow the paper money trail. We got to take a break, Norm. Stick with me. Think about this because I want to go into it a little bit more as we wrap up the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Jonathan's in Montana at Yellowstone. Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty and RSB right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Continue after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. If you want to get rid of anger and hatred and unforgiveness, oh, man, that's the wrong script. Love gets rid of those things, not tea. Okay, hold on. Okay, that was the love script, not the tea script. Okay. Life Change Tea helps with cleansing your colon and giving you more energy. There are numerous body wrongs that Life Change Tea makes right. Try us. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com and order yours today. If you're more of the personable type, you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Our customers are impressed with the benefits of Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is not just tea, but a blend of 8 organic herbs to help you feel great. For about $1 a day, you can benefit from drinking Life Change Tea. Again, order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And for those that want to save money, log on to getthetea.com and go to our specials page. Remember, getthetea.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload?
It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. We got Jonathan Emord in the wilds of Montana, and he lost signal, so no worries. Norm Singleton is here to carry the day from the Campaign for Liberty. Mentioned a couple of really good books to read, including Ron Paul's new one that you can pre-order now, Swords into Plowshares. Looking forward to getting a hold of that. The economics of scale. We talked Greece a little bit, and the warnings those who have a different perspective on the economy than those who follow John Maynard Keynes have has said that you just can't print your way to prosperity or go into debt in order to become rich. I mean, this is something that I think Grandma and Grandpa understood that. And somehow these countries that are at the teat of the Federal Reserve or the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank have learned the hard way, particularly in Greece, that you can't, long-term viability, socialism is not it, any more than corporate fascism is, which is what we see more and more of here in the United States. And, what are the similarities as to what we're going through here, Norm, in the United States as to what's happening right now in Greece?
Well, I think that the similarities are Greece, like the United States, spends too much on welfare, spends too much on warfare. It over-regulates the economy, and it... Culturally, it promotes an entitlement mentality among the people, ranging from the lower incomes all the way up to the elites who think that they have a divine right to live off of the labor of others. And I know that sounds like something from a line from an Ayn Rand novel, but we are actually almost living in Randian times right now because... The crisis that is going to hit America is going to be very similar to that from Atlas Shrugged, and it's going to be very similar to that currently happening in Greece, because there will come a day when the government is just not able to pay its bills, when when the dollar is not no longer accepted, when what we do to prop it up internationally is no longer going to work, and it could be a nasty day of reckoning. I hate to end on a down note, but the good note is that the ideas of liberty, the ideas of free markets, the idea of rejecting the welfare state, those ideas are gaining in popularity. And as a crisis comes, what I think Milton Friedman once said, that the ideas that win in a crisis, the reaction of a crisis to a politician depends on the ideas that are on a shelf. Mm-hmm. And I think it's becoming more and more likely that it'll be the ideas of freedom that will be on the shelf when the next crisis comes. So I think those of us who understand liberty, we do have a moral obligation to stay involved, active, spread the word, do what we can to make the politicians change, make the government change course, and it's basically. That is really the one thing that gives me hope, along with the fact that a lot of the people who are waking up are the younger generation.
Yes, and, yes, I've seen that too. And those who, you know, were responding to Ron Paul and a lot to Rand Paul as well in this message, these millennials, you know, they don't take too kindly to be throwing a debt that can never be repaid on their necks.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. They're aware that they're getting a bad deal. You know, there's always those polls that show that more millennials believe in UFOs than believe in the that they will ever see a penny from Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they see their friends and relatives, either they themselves or their friends went off to fight no-one wars in Afghanistan, come home with legs missing and tremendously injured, and mm-hmm. now we have to go back because there's an even worse from a ideological perspective new government that has arisen. So you know, the lies of the neocons and the lies of the liberal humanitarians who we could just go in, invade, and magically democracy would spring up. And then the fact that they can't get jobs, and they have all these mm-hmm. college debts. So they're asking questions, and they're demanding better answers than most of the political class can give them.
And they can't fly certain flags because they're offensive. Good Lord.
That's right.
We became a nation of wimps and wussies. Well, not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, thanks for being with me.
Thank you.
Thank you as well to Jonathan Emord. We continue with the Sacred Fire of Liberty and a silver lining to Disneyland measles. Also, burns and microbes. What do they have in common?
Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.